This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Back with the essence of what's going on in the world of news talk radio this week, as usual, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is located at talkers.com. Many people who listen to this program who are fans of the format look forward every week to Michael's incisive comments on not only the stories that have made it and the people who are in the news talk radio world, people that are part of the discussion, part of the controversy, part of the opining. But we also like to take apart some of the things that are going on, sometimes the nuts and bolts of the news talk radio world. It's the only program of its type on, whether during the week or the weekend. So, Michael, let's get started with your exclusive list from Talkers Magazine of the top 10 stories this week.
Yes, here's a snapshot of what was talked about across the country. Keep in mind, there are a lot more stories than this, but this is the top stories across America this past week on news talk radio stations, just like the one you're listening to now. At number 10, we have NFL action. At number 9, the World Series. At number 8, administration green cards tied with amnesty policies. The Monica Lewinsky speech came in at number 7. At number 6, we have the Michael Brown autopsy report. And that's tied with a related story, obviously, Ferguson tensions. At number 5, politics, 2016 presidential prospects. At number 4, more politics, midterm elections. Number 3, international intrigue and foreign policy, the battle against ISIS. At number 2, the Canada terror attacks. And number 1, very, very big, the Ebola pandemic threat. And that, of course, is heightened with word that somebody in New York has the disease.
Mm-hmm.
The most talked about people, at number 10, we have Peyton Manning, the great football player. We have at number 9, Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton. Michael Brown and Darren Wilson at number 8. Jeb Bush and Mitt Romney at number 7. Rand Paul and Ted Cruz at number 6. At number 5, Hillary Clinton. Number 4, John Kerry. Number 3, Joe Biden. Number 2, Michael Zehaf-Debow, Nathan Cirillo, and Kevin Vickers. And number 1, Barack Obama. And there you have it. We have war. We have terrorism. We have politics.
Great.
We have scandal. We have sports. And we have immigration.
Are there any points in the world that there isn't craziness? Are there more crazy people in the world than sane people?
No.
I mean, understand how full we sort of chuckle a little because the world does seem to be so crazy. But when you look at, and there's more people, we keep adding people by the millions, by the billions. There'll be billions more people on the planet in the next 50 years. We can't handle the people who are here. How in the world do we deal with more crazy people?
Well, you're asking a lot of questions here. You're asking population, demographic questions, philosophical questions. Yeah, obviously, as the population goes up, we have more crazy people. We also have more sane people. We have more every kind of people.
Where are they? I want to find some of them sane people. Give me some access to more sane people.
You want to see sane people? Just go out into the everyday world and take a look at regular, everyday people going about their business. For the most part, people are good.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Yes,
I agree. They're sane and they're responsible.
All right, then are we then the irresponsible parties because our focus is on the stories in the news? It's news talk radio, and the news now is not the news of the Walter Cronkite era. We touched on this a few weeks ago, how the news is different. There's a survey this week that you highlight at Talkers Magazine about what the Pew Research folks feel. They didn't feel it. This is their research. What's trusted, what isn't trusted when it comes from news. And it shocks me to see what people really think is news or how news is presented.
Yeah, I know. We don't understand journalism anymore as a culture. And to confuse, a talk show with a news outlet is a huge misunderstanding. And the fact that the Pew Research Center, which is a highly regarded journalistic organization and school, For them to do a survey of Americans as to the most trusted news outlets and to have the Rush Limbaugh show or the Glenn Beck show or the Ed Schultz show on the same list with, you know, CBS News or
right.
the Wall Street Journal, what the hell is that about?
You're not getting any news from those folks.
Well, you might get news, but it's not the same context. The Jon Stewart show, you know, the
Daily Show.
The Daily Show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's news, but it's an entertainment form of news.
Right.
It's like saying I read the Bible. I went to see Ben-Hur. You know, it's not the same.
The Ten Commandments.
Right.
A Cecil B. DeMille production.
Right. It's not the same. Mm-hmm. And what's happening is we're losing an academic understanding of how different abstract concepts should be categorized, defined, and understood. This comes down to education. You know the problem is we actually believe people have short-term attention spans, and thus anything that requires more than a quick soundbite is no longer good.
Do we believe that, or have we created that?
I think that we created it, and thus we believe it. It becomes real, and I think it's very dangerous, and I don't think it's real. Mm-hmm. For example, in the music business right now, they find that young people don't listen to the entire song, so they're thinking we should make shorter songs.
No.
The answer is, and this is my opinion, make better songs.
Right. Yeah.
You make better songs to listen to the entire song. It's how do you want to interpret this information? And we're not interpreting it properly.
Well, you mentioned you have another publication beside Talkers Magazine that
right.
deals with the music industry. And in that publication, you highlight a lot of the things that sometimes become great conversation. Taylor Swift was in the news this week, and pretty good conversation about her. And there are many others that are getting involved. I know that I spent some time on a story on my Good Day program about politicians getting support from actors like the former Texas Ranger is stumping around Texas for the fellow who's running as a Republican for governor, and I can't remember his name. He's in a wheelchair. I know Chuck Norris. I remember his name. I don't remember the name of the guy who's running as the gubernatorial contestant. All I remember is Wendy Davis, who is running as a woman. She's very controversial, but has a lot of support. And it'll be a big, it's fascinating to listen to the way the news talk radio people in Texas. We have some good stations in Dallas and Houston and mm-hmm. San Antonio. And they're really, they're very involved. And most of them are right of center. But yet they can't quite figure out how to deal. They can criticize. But then women say, we're not listening to your program anymore because you're anti-women. Because you don't want a woman to be governor of the state. You know what I'm saying?
Right. If you don't want this woman, you don't want any woman.
Yeah, right.
People
exactly.
think at extremes. They think mm-hmm. in black and white. They're looking for reasons to be angry. It's very hard to talk about anything abstract or anything that's a moderate view, anything that requires shades of gray. Mm. That's considered to be wishy-washy in today's world. And unfortunately, shades of gray is where intelligence lies.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there a program called Shades of Gray?
Close.
That's a great.
Shades of Gray would be a great name for a show.
Isn't there but there's the, what is the 50 Shades of Gray is the
oh,
book?
Oh, yeah, that's and, a big book right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I haven't
right.
read it.
Oh, really? I bet your wife has.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't you think anybody that has to resort to reading something to get titillated is missing out on real life? I don't know.
I'm not sure. I think sometimes one leads to the other. All right, we'll pause for a moment on that note. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, reviewing the big stories of the week and some of the spin that's come off of it, and things for you to think about as you listen to your favorite host. What is he or she really doing to help inform you, or is he or she just entertaining you? This is the News Talk Guide of the Week, the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that?
ABVI.
ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows their BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Can our pets get Ebola? Here are the facts. I'm Risa Jill Miller. With the news surrounding the Ebola outbreak, it's sometimes hard to separate fact from fiction. Dr. Ron DeHaven, CEO of the American Veterinary Medical Association, is here to set the record straight.
The chance of a dog or a cat being exposed to the Ebola virus in the United States is extremely low, just as the risk is extremely low for people in the U.S. There have actually been no reports of dogs or cats getting sick from Ebola.
Doctor, should we be worried?
This particular situation, as it is in the United States, is reason for caution and concern, but certainly not a reason for panic. We have appropriate measures in place, and the incidence in a couple of people does not put the population at large at risk. So it's time to be cautious, but no time for panic.
For more information about Ebola and keeping pets safe, visit avma.org/Ebola.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. The poll, we mentioned another website besides Talkers, the poll at DougStephan.com this week features the top 10 talk topics listed there, according to you at Talkers Magazine. And we ask people to tell us which is the most important to them. And in early voting, the Ebola threat is number one. I wrote, frankly, midterm elections, because for me, the elections are the number one thing. Even though I don't do a political talk radio program, for me, the elections are the most important thing. But then it gives you a pretty good cross-section, though, Michael, of what people are thinking versus what you come up with when you do your surveys, when you do your...
Well, I don't think it matters to me. I don't care what people think. We just tell them what's being talked about.
Yeah, no,
and
I care
about what people are thinking, but that's not... We don't pander to that.
Mm-hmm.
We just tell you, here's what they're talking about, whether you think it's important or not. Usually there's a tremendous correlation between what people think are important and what they're talking about, or they wouldn't be listening.
Right, that's what I figured, yeah.
And radio doesn't want to do things that people don't think is important.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
no.
you know, successful radio has its finger on the pulse of the street.
You know what I found? No, excuse me, go ahead. You know,
no, that's fine. I said it. Go ahead.
I think Monica Lewinsky showing up this week is very interesting. Yeah, listen to some of the people. I was listening to a cut from Mike Trevisano, who is a nuts and bolts guy in Cleveland on the talk radio station there. And he was talking about whether Monica Lewinsky was responsible for her fate or the Internet was responsible for her fate. His conclusion? Monica Lewinsky was responsible. A lot of people feel that, but it's being played, interestingly, in a sort of non-political way, which is actually kind of refreshing.
And there's no question it's always refreshing when you have the human interest and the human nature side of politics, but it still is politics.
Yeah.
If it wasn't politics, Monica Lewinsky would be nobody.
Yeah, that's very true. Nobody would know who she was, right?
Yeah.
If she was in your office, nobody would have known.
Right.
I
wouldn't have told anyone.
No, talk radio.
I
wouldn't
have gotten caught.
Talk radio countdown show. Michael Harrison with Doug Stephan.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly overview, and one of the hours we are here to work our way through the items. We have excerpts from radio talk programs that highlight the things that the folks at Talkers Magazine have found as to the top 10 topics. Then we have Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher responsible for the folks at Talkers Magazine doing their research. As he said a few minutes ago, if you weren't listening, it really isn't about what you think. It's about what the response has been from the stations, the hosts, the programs that are being monitored. That's where all of this goes. I find the second most, for me anyway, second most important item of the week beyond the midterm elections is the discussion we had here on this program with Stephen J.J. Wiseman about the administration wanting to administer green cards to millions of people who are illegal and whether or not that is something that legally we can do something about. You have a lot of people, that bum, that doesn't fix the problem. How do you fix? I think that's part of the responsibility of those of us who talk for a living. So if you don't want this to happen, how do you make sure it doesn't happen? How many people follow that road, Michael?
Well, what you're saying is solutions-based discussion.
Yeah.
And there's two reasons. One, a lot of people are more interested in griping than they are going to the work of creating a solution. And then a lot of people just don't have a solution.
Mm-hmm.
And the third reason, which ties to this, and this is really key to what you're bringing up, is a lot of us don't have the power to create a solution. We know the trouble, and we know the solution. But we cannot make the solution because those in power won't do it. And unfortunately, we live at a time when no matter how many of us there are who see a problem and know the solution, we don't seem to have the power to do anything about it. There's a disconnect between the public and power. And that's why a lot of people feel that we are very far from the concept of a true democracy or even a functional republic at this point, that people don't feel their vote or their voice has any meaning because the powers that run things don't care and are, based on the way the system operates today, impervious to it.
Well,
like they're beyond the reach of the public.
We used to think that remember the Bilderbergers and the trilateralists and all the conspiratorial people, who belongs to that group? What, look at all the presidents, they belong to these groups, part of a club, everything is rigged, the people who are put into the power seat they don't really win the election. Somehow or other, things are manipulated around so the person who's sitting in the seat can be controlled by these people. And that's why the people who put up excuses for Obama, for example, not being able to keep his promise, his word, we're going to have, or it was faith and hope, or whatever his symbolic speeches brought forth, faith, hope and trust, wasn't that it? Something, whatever he said. Yeah, he couldn't deliver because when he got into office, he found out that he wasn't the real power, that there are people who play the presidents like puppets. They can't really do anything except what they're told to do, or they'll get bumped off like Kennedy did.
First of all, again, you covered a lot of ground there. There's no question that there are powers beyond the president, and there is no question that the president does not have ultimate power. And there's also no question that really, really good folks that love humanity and want to be altruistic run for president and get elected because they have to do so much sucking up and so much money raising and so much promising and so much schmoozing with creeps that by the time they get elected, they're really just actors.
Mm-hmm.
And none of that surprises me.
Yeah, right. Well, it isn't surprising me. It's a tragic end to what was a great idea, the republic, the democracy, because we don't have any of that anymore. We have all of these decisions that are made and weighted for the wealthy to control, I mean the really wealthy, to kick in millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, to see either policies enacted that they want. Look at what Monsanto did in the referendum thing in Wisconsin, convincing people through advertising of something that isn't even close to being true. And so they just spend all that money, and that's part of the corruption here. We're talking about the issues of the day. I want to sound like Gene Burns. Remember the issues of the day?
Yeah.
The issues of the week with the stories that have made it. Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of the Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. We've been talking off and on about an article or a number of articles this week that are cool at Talkers Magazine. You find it at Talkers.com. The news, where you get your news. We actually ran a poll, Michael, at DougSteffen.com this week, asking people, where do you get your news? To sort of counter, I don't know if counter, but to take the info that came from the Pew Research Center and just apply it to our audience. And the results were interesting, or I hope you'll find them interesting. 25% of those who responded at DougSteffen.com said online news sites were where they got their news most of the time. 23% said television. 21% said the radio or radio news. 18% said social media. 13% said the newspaper. What's that?
Well, you know, I don't think people really stop and think about where they get it. So a lot of that is distorted. A lot of people get it from many places.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, what's the difference between the newspaper and an online news site? If you go to your newspaper's online site, are you getting it from an online site or are you getting it from the newspaper? They're the same organization.
Yep, yeah.
So people get confused about that.
That's a very good point. Yeah, that's
radio,
a good...
well, yeah. I mean, most of the people at DougSteffen.com are radio listeners, so therefore, because that's how they know
weighted.
You.
Weighted, yep.
So that's skewed to a radio audience.
Mm-hmm.
Social media, that kind of scares me. You get your news from social media? What does that mean?
It means both stuff is Facebook.com, or Twitter.
That means your friends tell you. That would be like 25 years ago saying, I get my news from the telephone when people call me, my friends. Or people write the news in letters.
Hello, this is the Associated Press calling with today's big story.
Social media is nothing more than an electrified, modern, enhanced version of letter writing and telephone calling.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's all it is.
You're right about that. Good story at Talkers.com this week about someone who has been a household name since he licked a woman's toes. And look what it got him. The discussion we were talking earlier about Monica Lewinsky and how she became famous. Well, didn't Dick Morris become famous pretty much the same way? I mean, seriously, think about it. He didn't lick the president's toes, but
Bill Clinton's toes.
No,
yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty gross. I don't even.
He's a lovely man, Dick Morris.
He's a great guy. I like him a lot. We had some good laughs over the years about some of this stuff. His wife didn't think it was too funny.
And she's still with him.
Yes, she. What about that? There's a lesson. Forget Dick Morris and his political consulting. Forget Dick Morris and his radio show for a minute. Here's a guy. His wife's name is Ellen Goodman, I think, isn't it?
I don't remember.
Something like that. And here's the. He loves her. She obviously likes him because she put up with all kinds of embarrassment. I mean, who doesn't remember the stories about Dick Morris?
Mm-hmm.
But to his credit and to her credit, that he was able to reinvent himself, to her credit that she stuck by him when most women I know would have taken a meat cleaver to him. The essence of what he did with his career is what I wanted to review with you, because he went from this person who did what the Pew Research Center basically does. He was a pollster for politicians. And that's what his meat and potatoes was, and he did a good job. He really helped Bill Clinton a lot get elected. Do you agree with that statement?
I'm not quite sure. Yeah, I guess historically he helped Bill Clinton get elected. I don't know whether or not Bill Clinton might have gotten elected without him.
Yeah.
I certainly know he embarrassed Bill Clinton. I know that when Dick Morris was considered to be a major member of the inside Clinton circle, mm-hmm. when we found out, you know, the things that he did, I don't think that he helped Bill Clinton. The fact that Dick Morris also was a big advocate of the Democratic Party and Bill Clinton and Hillary and that group, and now he's a Fox TV guy and he's helping Republicans.
Right.
It makes you wonder about his core values.
Did he do that?
Some of the things he's done and, you know, whatever. You know, the fact that you and I like him, I think you and I may be the only two people left who like him. I might have been saying it sarcastically. There's a possibility you're the only person in the world that likes Dick Morris.
I could be the only person in the world who likes Dick Morris. You may be right about that. I don't believe he got fired from his job in Philadelphia. He's been on the air. What I was saying is we sort of follow the progress of him from being the consultant to the pollster to an operative instead of for Democrats but for Republicans. And he writes a lot, and he becomes, again, on Fox. He became like Karl Rove. When he spoke, everybody listened. They loved it that he seemed to jump ship. That made him a perfect foil for the Fox team. And then he gets this job in Philadelphia for a couple of years doing afternoons on PHT. And by all accounts, he did a pretty good job.
What I do believe is that he didn't let WPHT in Philadelphia know that he was leaving. In other words, I think he may have blindsided them.
Yeah.
But this is just my own speculation.
Right.
But frankly, and I'm not saying anything against Karl Rove, and I'm not saying anything against Dick Morris specifically, but I will tell you, I am not a big fan of mercenaries.
Well, Michael, it goes back to what we were talking about. These guys are purported to be news makers, in a sense, when you feel or when you understand, when you look at that Pew Research thing and you see how many people get their news from Fox or the counter at MSNBC, these guys are paid hacks. The Roves of the world, the Dick Morrises of the world.
They're also very vicious. They're also very, very cutthroat.
Yeah.
They're the ones that start rumors about the opponent. They're the ones that they do.
Who's the guy that's
the
Democrat, Bill? I can see him wearing suspenders all the time. He's the same ilk on the other side. They throw this mud because and then back to our premise pretty much for this hour of news and news talk radio and people getting their news from sources like Fox and the nonsense about fair and balanced. You know, all of that stuff is just so much hooey, and yet people take it in and they believe it. They think it's true. And so what has that done to the fabric of our democracy? If you really want to look at it in a serious vein, it's corrupted. Where our news, we don't get the news. We get corrupted information that's spun by people. I love O'Reilly. He's one of the most, I think, intelligent people doing what he does.
Who do you love more, Dick Morris or Bill O'Reilly? Don't answer.
I like
Well, I love these statements. I love Bill O'Reilly. Oh, yeah, he's lovable.
No, he's not lovable. I like what he does on the air. How's that?
You admire him as a performer?
Yes, and that's exactly what
Would
he is.
Would you listen to anything he said if your life depended on it in terms of making a decision politically that affects your life or your business?
When I listen to him only, I might listen to him, but that doesn't mean he'd guide my actions.
Okay.
If that's the question.
Well, yeah, that's the question.
No, my actions are guided by having too much exposure to information doing a radio program for 6 hours a day.
To believe anybody. which is now to the core of what you're driving at. We need to have a better educational system in this country and raise good, educated, skeptical, inquiring, curious citizens so that democracy can operate properly.
All right, I'm going to tag that with something in a moment. We have to pause here. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that?
ABVI.
ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows they're BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
Pop quiz, kid. You know it's at 3221 Highway 22? The new Dickinson Granger branch. You know it was there before that? Who cares? There's a Granger branch there now. Granger's got everything we need, from inventory management to safety services and solutions. They even have this handy mobile app for easy browsing on the go. Let's head over there and stock up. There's nothing I love more than a new Granger branch, kid, including you. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/oilandgas or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Inn's Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvalueinn.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
The event you've been waiting for is here. Lumber Liquidators, 3rd Annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. It's your chance to get first quality, full warranty, direct from the mill flooring at unbelievable closeout prices. Like oak laminate for an incredible 19 cents a square foot. And pre-finished 3/4 inch solid maple for just $149. Plus beautiful bamboo for 63% less than other stores. Take advantage of our 20 years of savings with 20-month special financing. And get even more unheard of flooring deals in our stores. Fall Flooring Yard Sale is Thursday through Monday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Granger. Granger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's something. Michael just made a statement about our educational system and how lacking it is. Anybody with any sense at all understands how the American educational system has been co-opted. It has been corrupted. It has been ruined in many people's eyes that really know what they're talking about. By too much government interference, government money, things that take control away from those who really ought to be in control of the educational system in their community, you. So, having said that, there's a very, very interesting play on the American education system, why we are falling apart. And this isn't about, oh, America, there you go again, bashing America. This is a factual reality. America is going to hell because we have a really sucky educational system, and I would love to see it as more of a focus like our food system. I'd rather be talking about those sorts of things and having people understand what's going on with their options there, kind of help them out a little bit. But in terms of the facts, America's educational system has been built on the agrarian economy. That's why we have 180 days a year that is mandated for public school education for K through 12. 180 days a year. The idea was you get done in June, you go work on the farm, and when the crops are harvested in September, you go back to school. That's what 98% of the families in this country did when the bits and pieces were put together pretty much through the end of the 19th century. Then it changed after the Depression, the Dust Bowl, whatever, things changed. They had to change during the late post-industrial revolution. Things really did change. So why did we keep 180 days? Nobody can answer that with intelligence. What you can see is comparing our system to most, for example, of the Asian countries. Japan, for example, is in school on average 240 days a year. The children in Japan go to school 240 days a year. Compare most Asians who come to this country, their achievements in school, to Americans. And you will find they are almost always, without exception, they are superb and superior because of, among other things, they spend more time in school. Their days are longer. So why are we so attached to this 180 days? Because of unions. I mean, you can go on and on and on, but you see what I'm saying? The dumbing down of America comes as a result of union strength, comes as a result of us living an old lifestyle, not being apparently interested in what's going on in the rest of the world, so the rest of the world is passing us by, and we're doing nothing but sitting here doing the la-la to the with the tune of the unions.
Well, you're giving an example of the kind of conversation that it would be good to have on talk radio and to have in the public marketplace of ideas, no question about it.
All right, thank you, Michael.
No, it's true. But you said something interesting. You would like to talk more about education. Why don't you?
Because it doesn't rouse people. They're more interested.
How do you know?
Well, I don't. I guess maybe in a sense because I listen to certain consultants who I think have their fingers on the pulse, and they tell me that this is a better way to go to get people paying more attention to my station. I mean, my program.
Why don't you follow your own heart, your own interests?
I do most of the time. You remember once Holland Cook, who is a friend of ours and does radio consulting, at a talkers event, and this was maybe 8 or 10 years ago, he was asked by, and I happen to have been a client of his at the time, he was asked by somebody in the audience, some host, how often do people who are his clients actually listen to what he tells them to do. And he wryly, because he has a great sense of timing and expression, as we know, so he looked at me and raised his eyebrow and said, "Stefan's one of my clients. He's now up to double digits." The meaning of that was I didn't listen to more than 10% of the time. That is because I follow pretty much, and I've been criticized for it because I don't run a traditional shop. I never have.
Right. I've always felt that the trends and that real creativity comes from inspiration, not necessarily from somebody telling you what kind of recipe to follow.
But we get beaten back, Michael. You know, the corporate entities that control we do now, they predicate. They say, okay, if you want us to carry you, this is what you got to do.
Yeah, well, right now, one of the problems in this country in terms of the media is it is terribly corporate.
Yeah.
And it reflects the worst aspects of corporatism. We have to decorporatize creativity, the arts, and media in this country to get back on track. And the corporations have to learn that it's to their interest to do that. They'll do better business. It's not like it necessarily works.
Yeah.
So everybody would win if we step back a little bit and said, whoa, we're way too corporate. Too many bean counters making decisions that really should be made by people of heart, creativity, and inspiration.
Well, maybe the example of that, and I'll make this quickly because we're almost out of time, is Dave Ramsey. He is an independent guy for the most part who has created a brand. He and his daughter now are traveling all over the country. They're in movie theaters with their presentations in various cities where they go to talk about what they talk about on the air. And so there's he hasn't really followed the corporate mandates, but he, uses certain powers of influence to get on radio stations, and but he still has great ideas and got a good program. And,
Fortunately, there still are independents out there.
Yeah, right, exactly. Like yours truly and yours truly.
Exactly.
So, all right, Michael Harrison, editor, publisher at Talkers Magazine, part of the sphere of influence at Talkers.com with his Talkers Radio, Talkers TV, but a lot of great things, very stimulating. We need to keep you educated and informed, and that's why we have this program every week. It's called the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, thank you. Doug Steffen here on the TRCS for the week of October 20th to 24th, 2014.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
Time now for our weekly visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft as well. He's the founder of Scamicide.com, the website dedicated to informing you about the dangers of all these various scams, and we have plenty of them. Last week we were talking about, because Ebola, Steve's here, because he generally gives us whatever legal rulings or manifestations may apply to some of the top 10 items on the Talkers chart for the previous week. And this week, of course, Ebola number one, I say, of course, because what else would it be? And the amount of scams that are coming out of this, whether they be supposedly medicinal or how you can protect yourself, here's where you get garments and, you know, all of this stuff that people will make millions on, and it's mostly just crap and deception, yeah?
Absolutely, and actually, I just learned about a new Ebola scam, right. And this is one that is hitting major companies, and they are getting a message that appears to be from the World Health Organization with an important virus alert. Seeing the pictures of what it looks like, it looks very legitimate, and that's part of the problem is that counterfeiters and scammers today
are pretty good at this.
They've got such technology to help them; they can make it look good, and if these companies end up clicking on the links for the latest virus alert in this message, they end up downloading the same type of malware that took over at Target and Home Depot and other companies.
Woof.
My rule of thumb is to make it simple, and my motto is trust me, you can't trust anybody, that whenever you have anything that requires you to click on it or to download an attachment, no matter how good it is, don't trust it. independently verify. In this case, you go to the website of the World Health Organization and see if there was something legitimately being sent out.
Next item, number 8 this week, has to do with a proposal from the administration to give green cards to about 30 million people. If I saw that number right, I can't believe that they would pull or try to pull this off. There's got to be all kinds of legality questions for that, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, it just so many, they're beyond the pale, and not the least of which is the idea behind the green card is that there does have to be a significant amount of checking into whether this person is appropriate or not. You know, particularly, let's even look at what happened in Canada this week. Are you really going to be giving some kind of special treatment to people that you haven't even vetted? So I'm not sure where the wisdom is on this, and you're right. I think there's going to be a lot of pushback here.
When you say pushback, what legally can be done? Does this have to some suit filed by members of Congress or citizens' petition? What happens? How do people come up with, other than, you know, the legality or the way to do this in is to just vote people out that are supporters of this? But now with the president taking all these executive actions, even if you can override it in the Senate and the House, he can still pull some of this stuff off.
Some of it, but that's where the challenges are. And the challenges are, is the president exceeding his authority with his executive orders? And this, there actually is a great old theory that is still on the legal books called a writ of mandamus. And a writ of mandamus is a demand put into court of some political figure, and in this case I don't mean political figure, but government official, to do what they are required to do. So a writ of mandamus, I think, written to the, in dealing with the immigration authorities, is enforce the laws. And you're being asked to do something that is not in accordance with the law, enforce the law. And that's, I think, the best way to get these things into court for a little bit more open public debate.
There's a phone scam this week that I wanted to talk to you about for a moment. The so-called 888 numbers, supposedly, this turned out to be something that wasn't quite true. Supposedly, you need to register your cell phone now to keep yourself from getting a lot of calls. What I found when I called that number is I immediately started getting calls.
Yeah.
So these sorts of things also. My God, there's so many ways that you can be approached and attacked. It's unbelievable.
It really is. And, you know, this is nothing new. This is coming. It comes in waves. And the idea of the do not call list doesn't apply to your cell phone. You have to ask for that. And then they get you to sign up. And in point of fact, like you say, you end up calling and getting the very calls you don't want. Sometimes you have to call back. And when you're calling back, you don't realize that the area code you're calling back is one where extensive charges are being brought
right.
on.
Yeah, yeah.
These are rough, and as a matter of fact, AT&T just paid a $105 million fine for what they call cramming, these fraudulent charges they were complicit with on our phone bills, and we're going to see other phone companies getting hit with this as well.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.